Well, it's an exciting day. It's going to be mass confusion and craziness and wildness for a minute or two, and then we're going to have cookies. And then they're going to be all sugared up, and then they're going to go home, and you get to finish off the rest of the afternoon with the craziness in that sense. So that'll be good. But we really, really target families. We do a lot of things that church growth people say we shouldn't do because we want to target families. One of them is we've been told over and over again that we're hurting our church growth by letting our kids be in the service during worship, that we should be taking all of our kids and putting them in another part of the building while we worship. And we do that with the little guys, like these guys that have never been here before, the two-year-olds, etc. But what we love to have the kids, we really believe that your kids, older kids, should be in here with you when we worship. This should be a family thing. That's just one example. And we try to do lots and lots of things to prioritize partnering with parents to help in a really challenging world raise their kids. And people are always learning, they're always researching, always praying, always looking for fantastic ways to do that. You've heard a lot from our older children's ministry. We're going to do a little bit about our nursery, that age group here in just a minute. But I just want to read you a scripture that kind of puts things in perspective for us. Sorry, this is not the one that you have yet. Okay, are you all right? Okay, so 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 in the NIV says, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit? Who is in you? The Holy Spirit is in you, whom you have received from God. Did you not know that?" And when you read that particular verse, you need to realize that what we're talking about is that this is any age. These are just little human beings right here. They have the same value. They have a call. They have a purpose. God loves them. They're not to be warehoused for an hour while you can have a few minutes peace in the service, that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? This is, when they're involved with church, they need to be having church at their level along with the rest of their family. And that's how we look at that. You are not your own. These kids are not our kids, necessarily, they're God's kids. And God trusts us to steward these little lives. You, me, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, church members, whoever you are. He says, I'm trusting you with these little bundles of vision and purpose and love and hope. See? And that's how we want to approach what we're doing today in terms of doing a child dedication. And that's how we are constantly approaching ministering to our kids. We're thinking that way. You were bought with a price, therefore honor God with your bodies. And we want to honor God by taking care of these little human beings, these bits of creation, these bits of pictures of who He is. So we're just wanting you to have that understanding. We want to have you know that we're constantly, have this as a backdrop, and you are involved with a part of that process. And we'd start that from a very young age. So as this is progressing and we're heading to doing this time of dedicating these children to the Lord, and really what we're going to be doing is saying, yes, Lord, as parents and as members of the body of Christ and as family, we are promising to honor you by speaking life and caring for and discipling these little human beings that you've trusted us with. This is not an infant baptism. This is different. This is more about you guys as parents and about you as supporting people than it is about their decision to follow Christ. When they are old enough to determine whether they're going to follow Jesus or not, and some of you have older children in that 3, 4, 5, you just have a hard time even believing that that will ever be possible, that they would turn their lives to the Lord. But the reality is when they get old enough to do that, then it becomes their decision to choose to be baptized and become followers of Christ. But right now what we're saying is we choose choose to take on this responsibility to mentor, disciple, care for, steward these lives of God. Okay? Do we understand where we're going? All right. I'd like to introduce to you the backup to Haley, right? Where are you at, Linda? And the other way around. Who's in charge? We have a mother-daughter team that point at each other. Linda Sissom and her sister Haley, they're twins, and are involved with the nurseries. And Linda's going to come up because she's really good.
I just love this.
When I first came here, she was the assistant auditor, county auditor, and so we would always see you on television. And you did such a good job, so we just thought, well, who else are we going to get to stand up in front of the congregation and talk? And so would you feel more comfortable if we got a camera?
Oh, you know, doing an interview, it's one-on-one, so it's not all these faces looking at you. So it's different.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm here.
All right, awesome. Please, tell us.
So as Joe said, my daughter Haley and I do organize the children's ministry rooms upstairs, the nursery rooms. And just for clarification, if you have any kids that need to go up there, we are fully staffed today. So feel free to take your kids up there if you need to. So we have the three rooms, the infants, the toddler room, which is once they can walk and maneuver around and be happy away from their parents, they can.
Sorry,
do the
competition.
That's
competition.
Okay. That's okay. And then we have the three-year-old room. So once they turn three, they graduate up to that three-year-old room and have a great time in there. But we have a great staff of volunteers who work those three rooms. We have 23 people that staff the different weeks up in the rooms. And so if you're a nursery room worker, if you'd please stand so we could acknowledge you. I know not everyone's here, but many of you are wonderful volunteers. Yay. So the work that they do is really varied. It depends on what room they're in and what stage they're in and how many kids there are. Right now in infant room, we have a baby sometimes, not all the time, but soon we'll have the Harris's baby that'll be graduating and being born and being up there. And the toddler room, we're at the seams right now with the average about 9 kids. So watch out, children's ministry. In a couple of years, they'll all be downstairs with you. And then in the three-year-old room, we have about 4 kids. So the volunteers in the rooms deal with anything from crying kids who are nervous to leave their parents, or their parents are nervous to leave their children. We also have times where we have to mitigate some disagreements or struggles over toys or clean up a mess or read a wonderful book. And then the best time of all is, of course, snack time. And they always love that. And it always seems to appease any kid that's there. We had a victory last week with Declan Harris, and he spent his first Sunday up there without his mom. And he was happy, and he got sad for a minute, and those goldfish crackers just changed his life for that hour. So we depend on those goldfish crackers. Not too long ago, Haley and I redecorated the toddler room, and Haley picked out these great pictures of all these jungle animals, and that's another distraction for the kids. You know, what animal is that? What sound do they make? I think, Haley, we may need to get one of a goldfish cracker because they're so popular. So just thank you for those of you who volunteer. We're fully staffed right now, but any given moment we may need to call on someone else. So if anyone's interested in working and would like to be an alternate, we would sure put you on our list. And so our thank you, and thank you for your blessing us in working that way in those rooms. So today, I'm going to get teary, but today as the kids are dedicated, I've got a little grandson who's 2, Kellen, and he's going to be dedicated today. Kellen, when he grows up, wants to be a tiger. He practices that regularly. He uses those skills, much to the dismay of his brother Cole and his parents. That sometimes gets irritating, but I can't wait to see how the Lord uses that little tiger and when he grows up and how he ministers to him. So today, my prayer over these kids that are being dedicated is that they know his love and protection and hand on them, and that they know that they are treasured, and they know that from every stage of their life. that they know that when they're in your seats as you adults mm-hmm. out there, that we sometimes forget what treasures we are to God, and that they would know that at every stage and what delight they are in him. So, and words for you too, that we not forget what treasures we are to God. And so just thank you for you parents for trusting us with your kids, and we have a great time with them. So thank you.
That's great. Thank you. Could we have someone to help me understand this new microphone? Could we have all of the families that are you coming up here, buddy? All right, come on. You're on, dude. All right. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting them all. All right. What do you want to say? Okay. How about the rest of you families? Come on up and join us. Let's go down here on this bottom level because there'll be more room. And John tells me we're packing it out. And let's kind of try to get grouped together in families. We're not calling this a baby dedication because obviously, are you a baby?
No.
No, you're not. So we have children. Come here, Loey. Let's go read the Bible. I want to read to you Mark 10, verse 13 through 16. And this whole process of how Jesus, or this whole perspective about Jesus valued children, is something we need to learn, because he says that we need to come to him as children. Mark 13, from chapter 10, verse 13 through 16. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. The religious aspect kicked in there, where we can't make noise at church. Our kids can't make noise at church. We can't bother Jesus. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant, and he said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." We need to listen to these kids.
Mama.
Okay. We need to listen to these little kids because they have insight into the kingdom of God that we've lost as we have grown jaded and lost our perspective. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. Can I have you stand up? In the audience out there in the congregation, those of you that can, if you are needing to sit, go ahead. And, that's right. Go ahead and sit down again. I'll start over. John reminded me I screwed up. Some of you look like you're a little tired, so we need to have your rest. We're going to have the families introduce their children, and so that you know who's who in the zoo, literally zoo. So,
hello, everybody. My name is Francisco. This is my wife, Jackie, and this is my son, Elias, and our daughter, Evelyn.
Hello, I am Wesley. My wife, Tabitha. We have Emily, Jackson, Jonas, and the baby dedicated today is Mr. Benny.
I'm Matt, and this is my wife, Stacy, and Brooklyn, Ian, and Quinn's getting dedicated today.
I'm Sam, and this is Callie, and we have Theodore and Anderson.
I'm Trevor, and this is Austin. We've got Lion, Blaze, and Lola and Easton are getting dedicated today.
I am Marty, and this is my wife, Stephanie, the beautiful Stephanie. And we have Elizabeth and Lucy and Ransom and Ezekiel. And all four of them are getting dedicated today.
Oh, man, your world is going to change. the Holy Ghost is going to descend upon your house.
I'm Celia. This is my husband, Levi, and Jack.
Jake and Haley McCaffrey. We're here with Cole, and Kellen the Tiger is getting dedicated today.
Awesome.
Let's give him a hand.
All right. Now we're going to have you stand up. I'm sorry. We're getting a little exercise. And we would like to invite, if you are a friend or a family member of one of these families, to jump in with them and to pray with them in terms of giving these children to the Lord. Come on up, and then I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Those of you who would come up and join in with some of these others, grandmas, grandpas, friends, neighbors, leaders in the church, people off the street. The thing that brings order to our relationships in a very healthy way are not laws, but covenants. And God defines covenants to us by the covenant He made with us. And I won't talk a lot about that before. You can download that off the internet. I've spoke about it before. But we publicly make covenants to hold each other accountable to that. And a really obvious example of that is a marriage ceremony. That is the confession of covenant before a group of people between two people joining together and giving their lives together. We approach this child dedication this very same way. This is a covenant. This is a covenant that parents make. Children, although some of them are obviously getting to the age of accountability or are there, but children are not really ready to make that covenant, but parents can say, we're going to make a covenant and present our child and trust the Lord with him and do everything we can to steward and take care of God's possession that He has trusted us with. And so, parents, I'm asking you, family members, we'll start with you, but particularly parents, and you can audibly respond by saying, we do, I do, we all do, however you want to do that, just make some noise. But are you willing to make this covenant to take the responsibility of parenting this child that God has given to you? A little louder, please. I need to, you know... We do. All right. All right. Folks that are here in the congregation, are you willing to covenant to support them and to help them with whatever you can in this process?
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Amen. All right. So what I'd like to have happen now, we're just sliding a little bit into a little more chaos for a minute. I'd like to take hopefully a dad or a grandpa or someone who's close to you that would let's just huddle with your family for just a minute and say, Lord, we trust you. We trust you, Lord Jesus, with this process. And someone lead in prayer over the particular family that you're with. All right? Go ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Can the rest of you just point a hand in this direction? This is... That's a sign of an agreement, a biblical sign of agreement and joining in. Let's just pray, Lord Jesus, thank you so much for putting us all together and allowing for us to fellowship together as families. And Lord, we join in with these folks, Lord. We give them our blessing. God, we ask that you would pour out upon them, Lord, the fullness of the presence of your Holy Spirit, that you would give to them the light of Jesus that guides their feet, and that, Lord, you would protect them and bless them, Lord Jesus. They would be protected from the evil one. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Give me a hand. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Lola. Should we have cookies? You want to have cookies? Say, let's have cookies. Can you say that to me? Thank you, Jesus, for blessing us and giving to us, Lord. Thank you for that we can worship you. Lord, I pray your blessing on this congregation in the name of Jesus. Amen. Go ahead and have some fellowship. If you have some words of encouragement for any of these families, feel free. Just take a few moments to give it to them. If you have a scripture, but bless them in the name of Jesus.
There's lots of cookies out there. And the cafe is open if you'd like to go and get a drink. Maybe you can buy one of the families a drink. All right.
I can sort of hear you.